Now to kick off Inspiration Awards 2012 is our very first speaker, Andreas Weigand. I know you're here, we met earlier. He is an expert in social and mobile technologies and in consumer behavior. He studies people and the data that they create. As the chief scientist at Amazon.com, Andreas helped build the customer-centric, measurement-focused culture that has become central to Amazon's success. So now, to reflect on his experience as senior advisor to Oakland Digital, Dr. Andreas Weigand.
When I watched the video here, I was reminded of the aesthetics, of the style that Sean has brought to this channel, youtube.com/socialdatarevolution, which really has become the major way of distributing what this world of social data is about. But before I tell you that, I want to reflect on this very room 2 years ago, the night Jean Kwan was elected. Where did she go? She came to the ODAIC Innovation Awards. That was the inspiration which we got. I was touched that the night somebody gets elected as a mayor, they come to hear us here, to be with us. So now, my question is, how did actually I get connected with ODAIC? About 5 years ago, it was on a Sunday afternoon, and it was in my apartment in the Castro, where somebody had answered a Craigslist ad. And I talked to the guy, and at the end of the conversation, we thought, maybe we can do something together. And what came out of it was that I hired Sean to actually, he was the guy who answered the ad, and it was an ad for a video. I'm not sure what you guys might have been thinking. And he actually was an amazing pillar in what has happened in the last few years in that YouTube channel. Sean, 2 years ago, when I had the honor of getting the award, thanked me for being his mentor. But I couldn't really accept this. All I could do was to thank him for being such an amazing person who can be mentored, because you can't force it. If it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, you know, you can't force it. We live in an amazing time. We live in the time where the world got connected once and irreversibly so. If we think about what that means, does it mean that the world is flat? Or does it mean that the world is spiky? That those who manage to create stuff, irrespective of where they are similar to each other. And those who don't are similar to each other. What has changed in the last 2, 5, 10, maybe 20 years? What has grown exponentially, meaning doubling every year, 2 years? Only one thing has come to mind, and that is data. And if you peel the layers of the onion away and look at what is it about data, it is social data. It's data people create and share. I talk about creating data. I talk about distributing data. But what in this day and age where the scarcity of data has disappeared and been replaced by an abundance, what is scarce? Ladies and gentlemen, what is scarce? Before I answered, I was thinking about what lucky time we live in. When we go to a restaurant, when we go out with a date, we actually don't need to talk to each other anymore. We can just text each other, right? So what is scarce is attention. How we can actually get to the attention of people. And I believe that we can get to the attention of people by inspiring them. I want to close in talking about inspiration. How can you inspire somebody? What do you think? How can you inspire someone? By example. Mm-hmm. I think each of you should spend a few seconds and think about one way how you can inspire somebody. So I would like you to share with your neighbor how you will inspire, how you think you can inspire. Okay, we all see that there are many ways if we just think for a moment how we can inspire people. Now, let me ask you, what do the ways of inspiring people, what do they all have in common? The only way to inspire people is to inspire people by being yourself. And I don't know better example than Sean Tai of a person who's inspired the world. Thank you, Sean.
And how about a round of applause for Dr. Andre?